result, man. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful, thing. Laugh a little more, thing. Tighten up your core, thing. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things.
With Amy Brown.
Pretty pumped about today's episode because I have two guests on. Both their names start with a B. I got Bianca and I got Bobo. So Bianca Altoff is my first guest, and she is awesome. If you know who she is, you know what I'm talking about. She's amazing. She's a great speaker. I saw her speak a few years ago at IF Gathering in Austin and instantly fell in love with her. And she has a book coming out. And when she DM'd me on Instagram about sending me a book, I immediately responded, do you want to come on my podcast? Because I feel like she's someone I wanted on my podcast. But when someone has something out to promote, it's easier to get them, especially when people are really busy. So boom, I have Bianca on. And if you don't know her, you're going to love her. And hopefully you'll want to pre-order her book that's now available, because I'm going to start reading it. Maybe it's something we can all read together. That's a thing that's come up a lot, is a Four Things book club. I mean, if audiobook counts, then I'm in. I just need more time to be able to sit down and read. My life used to be very different before I worked as much as I do and before I had two kids. And I don't know, just it definitely changes. And I know a lot of you are in the same boat, but I think we need to be encouraging each other to take time to read. So maybe we start with Bianca's book and just get after it. The second thing we're going to get into today is promo codes on websites and how you can save money, because I feel like I am not, or I haven't been in the past, very good at always seeking out if there's a code for a place that I'm shopping. It always asks you for a promo code when you're checking out. And if you're in the know, then you know the code. But if you don't know, then you're like, well, shoot, I don't know the code. Well, I think I figured out a way to always know the codes if there's a code. But I also am new to it, and I don't know if it's Russia hacking me, but I'm sure it's legit because I've been trying it out for a few weeks. It seems legit, so I want to help you out with that. And then we talk about, too, how we've got our teacher Four Things tote, and for the first time ever, we have promo codes for that. So that's something fun. My third thing is Bobo, and he is awesome. He's come on my podcast before. He has a lot of knowledge about the body and health and how it all functions. He's a nurse esthetician, which is like anesthetist, but now he has an IV business here in Nashville, but he travels all over the country for his clients and is just very into the body and how it functions and how we can be the healthiest version of ourselves. So I set up a little Q&A with Bobo, and I asked y'all to send questions. And thank you to those of you that sent them in. I wish we could get to all of them. Unfortunately, we just had to pick a few that we're going to get into today. So we will finally tackle our Bobo Q&A. And maybe he'll just be a regular for that. We'll call it Q&A with Bobo in the Four Things podcast. But he's the third thing. And then the fourth thing is vacations. I don't know if y'all have heard, but vacation shaming is a real thing. And it just really irritated me when I read the story about vacation shaming. And then while I was researching vacation shaming, I came across this crazy website that now plans vacations for you, and how they do it is totally nuts, but I think I'm into it. And I want to ask my husband if maybe we can do it, because I think it'd be cool. So there you go. That is what is coming up on this episode, and I hope you enjoy it. Oh, before we get into it, just a quick little housekeeping thing that I want to cover is the star necklace that I wear all the time that has three gold stars on it. I feel like a lot of times I don't want to, you know, be like a broken record, but I guess people miss things, because I always think it's obvious that y'all know by now that that's our necklace that we make it to support Haiti, and it's made here locally in Nashville. We partnered with Able, an awesome company, and women that have transitioned out of homeless lifestyle here, and they're provided economic opportunity locally. They make the necklace and then it supports Haiti. So it has a local impact and a global impact. And I just feel like we've talked about it a lot to where y'all know, but I've been getting more and more questions about it lately, I guess because in different videos or pictures where I have it on. So just wanted to say, yeah, that's ours. And I love it. I wear it every day. So does Mary. Any of my girlfriends that have it, they pretty much wear it all the time and talk about how much they love it. So yeah, it's something that if you're interested in it, you can just check out. Go to radioamy.com for all the links to shop Espoir and Shop Forward and anything else you might be curious to see up there. And I think that's it. Just want to address that one thing. And sorry if you already knew that, but definitely people that don't. Okay, here we go.
First thing. That's right.
Okay, so this is fun. I have Bianca Oltoff, or Juarez Oltoff. Did I say it right, Bianca?
Well done, Amy. There's a secret Latina in you.
Yes, secret. Well, I did grow up in Texas.
That's so, okay, it makes all things make sense. That's right, yes.
I'm excited to have you on. I personally, you don't even know this, I don't think, but I saw you speak at IF Gathering a few years ago and immediately started following you on Instagram because I thought that you were so cool.
Wow, I didn't know that, but I'm totally honored because I feel like I've been stalking you and you don't know me, but maybe you did.
Okay, well, and fun fact about Bianca, she has a twin sister, and I was at an event in Austin with Austin Angels, which is a group that works with foster care children and families, and I'm at this dinner, and this girl walks up, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I know you, Bianca, what up? And she's like, no, my name is Jasmine.
I love it because Jazz is actually like 20 pounds lighter. So in your mind, I'm actually that thin. I love it.
Yes. So yeah, our worlds have sort of collided, but on Instagram, we were, you know, I got a DM because you have a book coming out. And like, I love that maybe I came to mind about sending me a book. I mean, I get certain things a lot of times I get hit up, but I mean, when you hit me up, I was like excited. I was like, I legit want this book. It's going to be so good. And then I immediately, before even knowing what your book was about, I was like, do you want to come on my podcast?
I love it. And it worked out.
Mm-hmm. And then I got the title of the book and I was like, this is going to be amazing. Cause literally the title is How to Have Your Life Not Suck.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. So becoming today who you want to become tomorrow.
Okay. Is that more, that's like than the tagline?
Yeah, that's like the subtitle.
Okay, so, and because, then...
I mean, that's like a big sell to be like, oh, how to have your life not suck. But it's like, you actually have to do the work. Like, you have to do the work today if you don't want your life to suck tomorrow.
Right. And so then I read some of these questions about it, and I answered yes to all of them. And they went like this. So if you're listening right now, answer these questions. Do you ever just want someone to help you figure life out, to tell you how to win at work? Yes. Do you ever just want someone to tell you what guys to stay away from? Yes. What jeans to rock your body shape? Yes. So, I mean, I feel like this book is sort of about all the things, and I'm going to let you take it away with kind of why you wrote this book and what you hope people will get from it.
Yeah, absolutely. So most books will, like in the marketplace right now, are about one particular topic. And then you have this expert come in and tell you all the things on this one particular topic. But what I realized is 10, 12 years ago, I'm 25 years old. I moved back in with my parents during graduate school. My mom had brain cancer. I was desperate and dateless and heartbroken with this guy that I thought I was going to marry. And it just literally felt like all things in life completely sucked. And no matter what I did, I just couldn't find my way out. I so desperately wanted community. I so desperately wanted a mentor. And yet those are the very things that I was afraid of. And so 10, 11, 12 years later, after failing and falling and fighting my way through, I feel like I met some amazing people along the way that helped me navigate life and trauma. And I have a faith background. And so a couple of the mentors in my life are alive. And then there's these two mentors in my life that are actually dead. And they're two biblical characters out of a book called Ruth. And it's Ruth and Naomi. And they dealt with life and love and loss. And right when it looked like all hope was gone, I walked away from reading about their lives, realizing if we are not dead, then God is not done. And we are not too far gone. We are not too deep in a hole that we cannot climb ourselves out or step into something new. And so with all these like learning lessons, the book is broken up into three different sections. The first one is on dating relationships. The second one is on faith and spirituality. And the third is on adulting and growing up. And I took segments out of the life of Ruth and Naomi and applied it to our lives using my stories and the stories of others, putting it in with practical how-tos. And my favorite part, Amy, my favorite part is I discovered therapy later on in life, and I had asked myself, why did it take me so long to go to therapy? And so I have a friend, a psychologist and clinical therapist who weighs in on some critical topics like grief, depression, anxiety, internet stalking, boundaries, adulting. And so Dr. Deb Gorton it also weighs in on the book as well.
Okay. I am super interested in the adulting part. Full disclosure, I haven't even read it yet, but that's how much of a fan I am of you, is I'm having you on before your book is even officially out and before I've gotten the chance to like really dig in and read it. Because I've seen your work. I've seen you speak. I trust what you have to say, and you put everything in such a manner that's like, it's easy to consume. Like sometimes the Bible honestly can be hard to translate. Like, oh, wait, what am I supposed to be taking away from this? But I remember watching you speak at IF Gathering, and you would be up there and you'd be talking about, I mean, I don't remember exactly what you talk about. I mean, this was years ago, but you were up there and you were able to put it into real time. Like you would tell the story, but then you would somehow like relate it to Beyonce or something. And
oh, absolutely.
It was amazing.
Absolutely. And one of my favorite things to do is like make the Bible come alive. And I'm dealing with so many like millennials and next gen, and I'm a millennial myself, but like so many people are like, but Bianca, you don't understand, the Bible's boring. And I'm like, no, Bobo, you boring. You got to put like the flavor, you got to put like the sabor on it. You know, you have to read it like a soap opera. And so my goal is in this book, and not just in this book, but every time that I communicate the word of God, like I want it to feel like it's applicable and practical for us today. These are real life people going through real life struggles, experiencing real life trauma and finding real life solutions. And I just feel like, hey, why invent the wheel? Let's learn from people who have failed and faltered so that we can shorten our learning curve. And so I love that you trust me. I love that you're into this. And I'm so excited to get the book into your hands.
Yeah. And so, again, adulting, career stuff, relationship stuff, faith things. And yeah, you're going to make it. Well, I feel like it's going to be something I can't wait to have. I've got two kids. They're 12 and 9, and my days.
Oh, girl, I know. I stalk your Instagram stories. They're like the cutest.
Oh, they
represent my stepkids. Okay, I'm just like, come on.
Well, thank you, but they do. My days of like curling up with like a book and some coffee and just, you know, having me time, they just have not been the last year and a half or so. But I mean, I'm telling you, with yours, I feel like I'm going to put it on my calendar and tell my husband, like, this isn't something you can consume it. I assume it's going to be available audio version too.
Yes, it is. Okay. And I narrate it myself, girl.
Oh, love that, because you're so fun to listen to. But I feel like this is going to be a book where I want to tangibly hold it and have my little appointment times and my coffee time. And it's going to be my me time. And I'm going to curl up and read it and be able to actually take away things and apply it to my life. And now, while it's not like podcasts are so crazy because people listen to them at different times, like we're recording this,
right?
But depending on when people are actually, you know, consuming it, the book could be out. Right. But if you happen to be listening to this like today, when this podcast comes out, Thursday, the 22nd of August, people can get the pre-order.
Yeah, that's the exciting part. So two things on that. One, Amy, you are literally the person I'm writing this book for, because I'm hearing you talk about this, and I'm in a similar season. I have two stepkids, 15 and 13. We're busy. My husband and I planted a church in Southern California and in Orange County. And life is bananas. I'm writing books and I'm traveling. And so I want to make this book like so simple, so practical, so applicable that you could pick up, you know, if you have 10 minutes, you can read a chapter. Or if you have 30 minutes, you can read a couple chapters or even a section. And that is what I'm going after. Like, my modern girl just would love to lose herself in a novel for 7 hours, but, you know, unless without killing your children or failing an exam in undergrad, I don't think that's like a luxury many of us have in this season. So I'm so excited you said that. I hope it's a book that you get to pull some time away and enjoy. Yes, and for the listeners who get the book on the 20th, in between the 22nd and 30th, I have like pre-order incentives. So they can go onto Amazon, Target, Walmart, Barnes & Noble, online. And if they submit their receipt to biancaoltoff.com/notstuck, they get gifts totaling over $150. So I do like a 7-session Bible study with videos and PDF, a dating assessment, some printable goods, and also a coupon to some merchandise that's coming out around the book, all because they pre-ordered the book.
Okay, awesome. So a little reason to pre-order there. But if you're listening to this after that window, then just, you know, go to any brick and mortar or anywhere online or Amazon and order How to Have Your Life Not Suck, because who wants their life to suck, quite honestly? And some days we just do like live in that Do you ever have those days, Bianca? Like, oh, like you're just like, oh, you know, we have a great life, but then we just have those days where sometimes we're like, okay, we're just either in that moment where we feel stuck and like things just suck. Like,
absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why I love sharing these stories, is that like we are all going to experience, in the book, I list it as capital T trauma and lowercase t trauma. So in psychological terms, you know, capital P trauma is huge, life-altering. So that's like a life-altering car crash. But then there's lowercase t trauma, which is like a fender bender. So capital T trauma is divorce, it's death, it's bankruptcy. Lowercase t trauma is, well, in my case, forgetting my makeup bag because I wear makeup like RuPaul. And or, you know, it's like missing an appointment or a flat tire. And we don't realize that these macro or microaggressions really can throw us off and cause us to tailspin into maybe a little bit of anxiety or depression or feeling like the best has already happened and humiliation awaits you. The best is not behind you. If we stay committed, if we put one foot in front of the other, my daddy always said, like, if you are not dead, then God is not done. And I think that that's what I'm walking through in this premise. Like, I could say 12 years later, my life looked really sad. And I think that not just faith, but faith and community and honesty and vulnerability got me to a place where I'm able to put language and nomenclature around what trauma and success and pain and friendship really look like in this season.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that about the capital T and the lowercase T. I can't wait to dig into more of that, the different types of trauma when I read it. I'm so glad you came out with the book, and I love following along. I feel like people are going to want to follow you. Can you give your Instagram handle and website and where people can find all things Bianca?
Absolutely. Instagram is at Bianca Olthoff. That's OLTHOFF. And at BiancaOlthoff.com, where they can find all things, whether it's Bible teachings, regular teachings, live application, or ways to stay connected.
Yes. And then if you ever have a chance to see Bianca speak, like if you see she's at a conference near you or a church near you or whatever, I highly recommend it. I mean, but also there is the book, but you do have a way of storytelling with the Bible and just making us realize, like, sometimes when we are like, oh, I don't really know how this applies to me, or oh yeah, this is kind of like, I don't really get this story, or it's too old, or it's too, well, this is more, like you said, sometimes people are like, it's kind of boring. You're like, no. Like, I love how passionate you are about it, and you're so awesome, and you're so great at what you do, and thank you for sharing your wisdom with us.
Amy, I'm going to put you in my pocket because you are forever my hype girl. Like, I love you. I don't want to be inappropriate, but I freaking love you, sister. Thank you so much, and I can't wait for your audience to connect with the book as well.
Awesome. Thank you, Bianca. Second thing. Okay, so for this thing, I want to talk promo codes when you're checking out at places. So Mary, I feel like, is the queen of knowing promo codes. She even knows some websites, which I don't know them off the top of my head, but some websites always accept TULIP. Like if you just randomly type in TULIP, you'll get 20% off or something. And so she's taught me to be more aware of deals that places have going on. And so I was like, well, I've got to figure out promo codes. I was checking out a couple weeks ago and I didn't have a promo code. So I decided to Google promo codes for ShopBop right now or wherever I was checking out from. And like this website called Honey came up, joinhoney.com. And I thought, well, if this is a place I can join, they're going to give me promo codes. And it seemed a little fishy because I don't want to just give all my information. I felt for a minute like, is this Russia? And now they're going to have access to everywhere that I search online and everything that I do, which if that's the case, I guess I'm okay with it now because Honey has been saving me some money for sure. Maybe that's where they got the name. Actually, I have no idea. Honey, we'll save you money, honey. That's probably not it. But the website's joinhoney.com. I came across it. I signed up for it. I've been using it for a couple weeks or maybe even longer. That way I could test it out to see if it really worked. And honestly, the first few times I struck out. Places I was going had no deals and it was really disappointing. And I was like, well, this is crazy because now I have this Honey thing in my browser. It's seeing everywhere I go. It's on my computer. They have access to everything. And now I'm not saving any money. Well, I did two things this week where I had to shop for some trips I have coming up and work stuff. And it found me codes and saved me 25% off. So I thought, okay, now I'm ready to share with my people. And speaking of codes, our Four Things Tote, this is the first time we've ever done a code for Four Things Tote. This just popped in my head. So I want to say it before I get to the Honey thing. But if you are a teacher and you get the teacher Four Things Tote, We actually have two codes that you can use. So you'll save 10%. You can either type in Apple, if that's easy for you to remember because you're a teacher, Apple, or you can type in West Rock, like the word West Rock, one word, because it's the coffee company and they're donating coffee that are going to go to our teacher totes that we're going to hopefully give out to people that get sponsored. And we're going to like just surprise people with totes filled with goodies. So yeah, we have a code for the first time for teachers, and the Teacher Four Things tote says caffeinate, educate, sleep, repeat. So quickly know that, and you can go to Shop Espoir or theshop4.com or radioamy.com to access that tote. But cool little thing there that we've done. So you don't, I bet Honey doesn't have our our Teacher Four Things tote code up on their website. But yeah, I was scared, but it's definitely saving me money. So I guess go to joinhoney.com is what I did. And then you have to type in your email address. You have to grant them access. And then every shopping site that you go to, you'll see this little red dot up in the corner by this cursive H, which is that's the Honey people watching out for things. And then when you're checking out, you click the, like, just if you want Honey to search, and then it'll just kind of do this internet search for the code. And then if it can find one that applies to you at that moment, boom, it'll implement it and it'll discount it from your total price. It's really that easy. So there's my little tip on saving money while you're shopping. Saving that money, honey. Yeah, joinhoney.com. Mary, is this what you use? I don't even know. I haven't talked to you about this yet. So this might be what she uses to get all her awesome codes, but you should be using codes, because if you have an opportunity to save 10, 15, 20, 25%, why wouldn't you? And hopefully this works. And if y'all have any negative reviews or things to say about Honey and that I should not have downloaded it and that it's Russia, email me now, please, fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. And, but so far, so good. So I think you can trust me. Here we go. Third thing. Okay, Bobo's in the house. The Bobo Q&A-O is coming up, oh.
Let's go, oh.
Okay. So... we had y'all submitting questions for Bobo, which we got a lot. We can't get through them. So I think we decided we're going to do like four to stick with the theme, because four things. But yeah, we may throw in a bonus or something. So where do you want me to just start?
Yeah, you can just start on any.
Okay. So first question came in, which if you're curious about Bobo, I know in the intro I kind of gave who he was, but I said it's anesthetist in the intro.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Anesthetist.
Anesthetist.
Yeah.
Like it starts with an A.
Starts with an A, yeah.
Yeah. It's not, you're not anesthetist. You're a anesthetist.
How about this? Nurse anesthetist.
There. It's like an anesthesiologist nurse.
Yeah.
Ish.
It's the best way to put it.
So, and bonus of having him here is while we're recording this, I'm getting an IV. What are we pumping into me right now from Arete, Nashville, A-R-E-T-E?
Yeah, you're getting...
That's the name of Bobo's IV business.
Go ahead. Getting all kinds of stuff, all kinds of vitamins, antioxidants, electrolytes, minerals.
I mean, sort of feel a little tipsy from it.
You're getting all kinds of stuff.
Is that possible? Like, why do I feel like high?
It could be the magnesium. It's kind of like relaxing, which can make you feel a little bit like that.
But I'm fine. Okay, so first question is from Miranda, and she said that she's been seeing ads for like some water additive called Liquid IV. She's seen it at like Costco, CVS, Rite Aid. So her question is, have you tried anything like this? Like, does it provide you with the same hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of water with just one packet? Does it boost your energy and all, like, increase brain function? And then if you haven't tried anything like it, Miranda was wondering if you could, you know, check on it for her.
Yeah. So there's a couple companies doing this now. There's Liquid IV. There's a place called, another company called Drip Drop. And I have tried some of these. I do think there is something to it. Basically what it's doing is giving you some electrolytes and glucose. And when that goes into your small intestine and you're absorbing water with it, it actually pulls more water that you're absorbing. So basically with those electrolytes, you're bringing in more water. So when you drink a bottle of water with that in it, you're absorbing more of that water.
Okay.
I think before we've talked about like normal absorption of anything you put in your body is around 20 to 40, 50%. So their additives are basically increasing the absorption. Problem with that, in my opinion, is that if you look at the label on those, the number one ingredient, I actually pulled it up to make sure that I could see it, is pure cane sugar.
Oh, yeah.
The number two is dextrose, which is just another form of sugar. My problem with that is that they make a product that tastes good, that gets you a little bit of that like sugar high too. And I'm pretty much against any form of added
sugar.
Unnatural sugar.
Right.
Like you start throwing things.
Like if it was honey or something, it'd be better than cane sugar.
Cane sugar.
Right.
Or
dextrose.
Yeah, exactly. You're basically adding a product to appease people. There's another supplement that I actually just ordered two cases of. It's called Quinton water. It's Quinton, and it's little 10 ml ampules, and you use it kind of the same way. It's just really electrolyte dense salt water. It's purified seawater.
Oh.
And it works essentially the same way by increasing your absorption and retention of water, keeping you more hydrated. Like I've recommended it to some athletes who deal with severe cramping and things like that. But it's just purified seawater. So,
but for like us everyday non-athletic people, like, do we need that type of supplement?
I don't think necessarily. You just need to drink more water.
Right. And water's free. Like I did your Instagram, whenever I did the whole thing about getting people to send in questions to you, I read one of your Instagram posts and it was, you were just talking about sleep and water. People ask me all the time what they can do for themselves. And guess what? Sleep and water are both basically free.
Right. I mean,
you don't have to spend like a bunch of money to get sleep and water.
No, and I think too, we as a society make a conscious effort to make an excuse to not sleep enough and make an excuse to not drink enough water. Like it's 20 steps to the water fountain at most schools or workplaces. Like just drink more water.
Right.
You just have to consciously think about it. But I think that's enough. And these companies also make the claim that they're just as good as an IV. And my response to that is if you get shot by a gun on the side of the road and you support that claim, I'm going to hand you a drip drop instead of put an IV in you.
Oh, okay.
Like, that doesn't really make any sense.
It's not the same.
I just think it's a sugar. You're basically flavoring your water now to make you drink more water. And it does help you absorb more water, but you're taking on added unnecessary sugar that's
right.
Only unhealthy for you.
And that's no bueno. No. Okay, got it. All right, next question is from Kristen. She said, I'm on board now with how important sleep is in general to function at our best. I have heard y'all talk about the details with quantity of sleep, but now I want to dive deeper into the quality. How do we set ourselves up for a good night's rest? For a regular person, 8 hours is recommended, but should we be allocating more time to include a certain routine or gear downtime? What are your thoughts on sleep supplements? Can naps count towards our 8 hours? Also, does daylight savings affect our sleep? I typically shoot for like 9 p.m. to 5 a.m., but struggle during the year when the sunset is at 8 p.m. Sometimes I think changing my schedule based on the time of year and dealing with the extra traffic would be worth feeling better. Looking forward to learning how we can make the most of our sleep. So, man, Kristen.
Big question.
All the things.
Yeah, you're so covering sleep, and you're right up something that I really enjoy talking about right now.
Okay.
The first part, she talks about, should you create a routine? Yes, 100%. We have a pre-work or pre-morning routine. You should have a night routine as well. It's the only way that you really create structure to your sleep. And with that, the hour or two before you go to sleep are critical. And I think people maybe have seen on my Instagram talk about blue light and its effects on sleep. I wear, within about an hour and a half of going to sleep, I put on a pair of blue light tinted glasses that prep me for bed and also block blue light. Blue light's been shown to decrease melatonin production by 23%. And our most common thing we do at night, because there's not much else to do other than stare at our phones, stare at a TV, stare at a laptop, and those things only decrease melatonin, which again helps us go to sleep, promote sleep, stay asleep. So yeah, I think that that first part of creating a routine and what you do and how you prep for bed is definitely good. Do naps count towards your 8 hours? No.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. They don't. The most effective, I don't want to say effective, but one of the best portions of your sleep is the second half of the night. Most of your highest quality REM sleep is in that second half of sleep, or second half of your night sleep. So a lot of your recovery, your cognition, your basically your mind filing things away. If you imagine you go to sleep with a full desktop full of files, and REM sleep is where you start creating more condensed files and you start shuffling things away into long-term, short-term memory, things you need, things you don't need. So that second half of the night is crucial. And to basically say, I'm going to get 6 hours, but I'll take an hour and a half nap, that doesn't really equate the same.
Oh, bummer.
And then...
what about sleep supplements?
Sleep supplements. The things I take at night are 100 to 150 milligrams of CBD. And I use a product called Sleep Remedy. It has magnesium and melatonin and some different things in it. It puts me to sleep and I stay asleep. I get 8+ hours every night.
What about Xanax?
Well, you know, a lot kidding. Of those things. No, but people do take a lot of those things.
I'm joking, but sometimes if I really need to sleep, I do want to honestly know how it's affecting my body in a negative way, because after my mom died is the first time I ever took Xanax. I literally could not sleep. And my doctor prescribed me a sleeping pill, and mm-hmm. it did not work. And so then he also had given me Xanax, but for during the day, because my sister and I were just, we were literally, it was towards the end of her life. It wasn't right when she died, but right. we were her main caregivers. So it was very hard. Mm-hmm. So we needed like that chill out stuff. So he gave us Xanax. And so I took one night before sleep, and it knocked me out. It was the first great night's sleep that I had had in weeks. And so I sort of stayed with it, especially after she died, because the anxiety was real.
Right.
And now I've weaned myself off of it. It's been years now. So I don't rely on it like I had to at that time, mm-hmm. but it was necessary. So I did it. And you know, now I don't like putting things in my body unless I need to, but I still have some left over. And if I know I need a good night's sleep, like I will cut one of those bad boys in half and I take it. And it just feels so good to sleep. But I just know that's not good for me.
Yeah. I mean, those things, the first thing you could talk about, they're addictive.
Well, and yes.
You always
that's
need,
why I was always
and
very
you always
careful.
Need more.
Right.
Like, it's not like you can take that little bit of Xanax every night and you're not eventually going to need more if
right.
you're consistently taking it.
Right.
And it also alters your sleep patterns. You're not getting quantity versus quality. You're getting, it will help you get the quantity sleep, but your quality will be hindered, I guess.
So that's what they say about alcohol too, is it may help you sleep, but your body is not going to go into the deep sleep.
No. And you don't sleep as well because
that's a bummer too.
Your body temperature rises throughout the entire night because your liver is processing all that alcohol. So sure, if someone has like a glass of wine at night, I wouldn't like argue with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I kind of would, but I wouldn't fight it too much. But if you're drinking at night and you think, the most I sleep during the week are on like Friday, Saturday nights because I go out on the weekends, drink a bunch, and then sleep 9 or 10 hours. That sleep you're getting is pretty
it's
bad.
It's poor sleep. Okay.
Bad quality sleep.
Bad quality. Okay, so back to supplements. I kind of derailed with the Xanax.
No. Those are the two things I take. Like my three things of my sleep routine is about an hour and a half before I put my blue light tinted glasses on.
I have blue light glasses and I need to start doing that because I have them. Why wouldn't I? And
yeah,
I am
exactly.
on my computer.
And if people have questions about where to get those, like I have like an Amazon page that you can find on the link in my personal bio, and I'm just at Adam Bobo on Instagram. And if you click on that and go to products in there, you can find the blue light glasses that I wear every night.
Yeah.
And that's
and he looks super cool in them.
Oh yeah. Real cool.
He posts videos.
But they work and I get a lot less headaches. People that have headaches, a lot of those headache strains can be from blue light. So that's another reason that I try to make sure I'm pretty diligent on those.
Cool. Okay. So hopefully was there anything else in the sleep thing that daylight savings. Do you know if that affects our sleep?
The light can, because your body, right. So much of our sleep and wake patterns are driven by light. And I think that's kind of what she mentioned, the late sunset. I wear a sleep mask. Like, I wear a mask to sleep at night, mainly because if any of that light can alter your wake pattern, I try to stay out. I mean, mm-hmm. So if I'm concerned about light, like, I always bring one when I travel, just in case I can't block all the light out of the room. I try to sleep basically in a semi-cold cave that's
it's like
silent,
blackout curtains.
That's silent, or a noise machine if you want something like that to just block out the random ambient sounds that come on throughout the night. And that's how I sleep. And I feel really good when I wake up. Like, that, you should wake up from sleep, and within 20 minutes, like, you should feel good. You shouldn't be, like, dragging tired still.
Oh, wow.
Like, if you're still dragging all morning long, then you're probably getting poor quality sleep or poor quantity of sleep, one or the other.
Okay. All right. Sleep is important. And it's free.
And it's free. And decreases the risk of type 2 diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and a multitude of other things. Right. So that's my sales pitch on sleep.
So get your sleep on. We talk all the time, because people used to always just think, oh, if I work out, I'm healthy or whatever. And Right. Now the order, and they're like, and I kind of eat okay, and then I don't sleep at all. But really, it should be sleep, eat right, work out, right?
Sleep, eat right, yes.
Like, sleep is the most important. Then what kind of food you're eating should be the next most important. And working out should be like the last. Like, if you're trying to squeeze in a workout, but it's going to sacrifice your sleep, you should sleep.
Yeah, 100%.
Right. Which it used to be like...
Grind, for whatever reason.
Yeah, it was like, oh, I got to get to the gym because I got to get my workout in for the day. But it,
like, I even tell a lot of my NFL athlete clients that if your grind is interfering with your sleep, then that grind is only to your body's detriment. You're more prone to injury. You're more prone to cognitive dysfunction. You're more prone to just like have that brain fog. So if your grind, so to speak, is affecting your sleep, then it's only long-term going to be detrimental to your performance.
Boom.
And that's even like an athlete. So definitely me or anybody else would be affected by that.
Us normal.
Normal folk.
Folk. Okay. Next question is from, who do we got? Is it from Becky?
Sure.
Okay. What superfoods should I be eating to help reduce inflammation? Specifically, she references rheumatoid arthritis, but I know I don't know if you can answer in that type of detail, but I know.
Right. There's a lot of superfoods. They're pretty easy just to like Google search, find a whole bunch of stuff from blueberries to kale to spinach to beets.
Turmeric. But to activate
garlic.
The turmeric in your body, it needs to be with black pepper.
Black pepper, correct.
And that's something a lot of people don't know. They're like, oh, I'll just sprinkle turmeric on whatever, but in order for your body to be like, oh, turmeric to do its job, you got to have black pepper. You'll even notice now, for a long time, I didn't see it, but now that's becoming more widely known, even little like turmeric shots that you see at the grocery store, or whatever, even organic ones that sometimes I'll take just for a quick throwback, you'll see black pepper is an ingredient in
right.
there. But you don't really taste it.
No, but it's definitely needed.
Okay, so what
I think people fail to forget that most Americans and the vast majority of us, the highest antioxidant, the most common or highest antioxidant containing thing we ingest is coffee. So I do tell people that you should have a really good, high quality coffee in your diet. One cup. I'm not going to sit here and tell people to drink a whole bunch of coffee. But I do think having one cup of coffee a day is actually healthy for us. Just there's so many antioxidants and it's so deeply rooted in the vast majority of people's diets already that just having a high quality cup of coffee every day is great. I use Keon coffee, just so you know what.
Yes,
I
you
use.
Got my husband buying that too.
It is so, it's
K-I-O-N.
K-I-O-N. And the coffee is so good. I drink it black, but I just put my random stuff in it that I use that's not cream and not sugar, but it's great. Tart cherry juice is another really good one.
Ooh, I've been seeing that more and more. Yeah. Is it gaining popularity?
I think so, but it's nutrient dense. It's has a lot of antioxidants in it. It's great for like recovery. It's really good for a lot of different things, but it's a really good And it's low sugar too. So you're getting a lot of good stuff packed in without a whole bunch of sugar.
So like if I see a tart cherry powder situation that you mix with water, but I mean, and the ingredients are okay. Is that a way to get it? Or should I be getting it in liquid form?
You can get it that way. I always just tell people to read the label. And if there's a word that you can't pronounce, don't buy it or try to avoid it. If you can't pronounce it, it's probably not natural.
You know what? And this could be, it's definitely not any anti-inflammatory food or additive, but maltodextrin is in everything. Like even companies that I trust, and it makes things taste better, longer or something.
Yeah, it's basically sugar.
Whatever it
another
is.
Another word.
I'm just so disappointed in some companies that I trust, like really good quality food, organic, like all of the other ingredients are so spot on. And then they freaking have maltodextrin added to it. And I'm like, why? So that's an additive that I look out for sure.
The other thing too, like in regards to this beyond superfoods and talking about rheumatoid arthritis and autoimmune disorders or diseases, it's really about decreasing your oxidative stress. So I do tell people to try like relaxation techniques or breathing techniques, or a big one that's pretty easy to try is meditation. Mm-hmm. I use the Headspace app, and like meditation is great for just A, relaxing, but also B, decreasing that stress load on your body. We associate, you know, what we put in our bodies is affecting us, but what we do and our physical or mental, emotional stress causes a physical response by our bodies that we also need to consider as well, beyond just, you know, what superfoods can you eat, but what else can you do?
Yeah. Okay. What about another question?
Sure.
Okay. Next one's from Tanya. What helps with chronic fatigue?
That's a pretty big, wide net there, Tanya.
Yeah.
What helps with chronic fatigue? Well, going back to something I've already mentioned, sleep is the first place I would start. I would look at your quantity of sleep and your quality of sleep and make sure that you're accomplishing those two things. And then go look at your diet and say, you know, are you eating foods that contain a lot of processed foods, foods with a lot of weird additives, a lot of high sugar type foods? And then say, well, you probably should come back and eat more whole foods, more, not whole foods, the store, but, you know,
fruits, vegetables,
meats, whatever your diet is, eat clean, eat as little or as minimal processed foods as possible.
I didn't have any processed food today.
Boom. There you go.
I got really excited about that when you said that, because I started thinking about everything I've consumed today, because you and I know this. Well, Bobo has a friend that he hooked me up with that's helping me try to understand certain nutrients that I need in my body and certain things that I'm lacking. And while I've never been someone, and you know, if you're listening to this podcast, like I don't want to be put pressure on myself to like eat a certain way, but I do want to take care of myself, and I don't want to stress out like, oh, I have to get this, and this, because it just like, I want to be a little bit more free than that. But I, as much as I'm trying to take care of my body and working out, I do feel like I owe it to myself to know like a roundabout figure of what I should be getting.
Yeah.
And like, I realized I was really, really, really lacking in protein. So I've had to up that game big time. But it is making me make sure that I'm eating more whole foods, which has been great. And so when you said that, it made me realize like, thinking back on my day, I had all whole foods.
Nice.
Not the grocery store.
Nice. I've had zero foods today.
Wait, why?
Well, I fasted.
Are you fasting?
No, I fasted. Ugh. I fasted today.
Why?
And then, well, I was going to eat at some point and I didn't have time. So I'm just adjusting and I didn't work out today. So sometimes when I don't work out, I don't eat as much. I started to realize if you don't work out and you don't exert calories beyond like your basal metabolic rate and your actual day, like we overeat as a society anyway. So for me, like I'm kind of hungry, but I'm not starving. I had my coffee and my stuff I put in my coffee, but outside of that, I've had no food at all. And I'm going to eat when I leave here, but it's, I don't want to say what time it is on the podcast. But
well, podcasts are pre-recorded. It's fine. It's 6 o'clock at night.
6 o'clock at night.
It's not like we're pretending we're live.
No. I'm saying I don't want to say what time it is at night because that's late to not eat for me.
Right.
So I will eat when I leave here.
Okay.
So the other things I take, there's a supplement called True Niagen, and it's nicotinamide riboside. And this is a whole nother like rabbit hole to go down, and I'll try to like talk about this more on my Instagram, and we'll start selling this product on our website as well.
Which, what is your website?
ArreteNashville.com, ArreteNashville.com. Mm-hmm. And it basically boosts your natural NAD levels. Again, something that we haven't talked about yet, but ultimately it's the most potent anti-aging longevity molecule that we have available to us right now. But if you just look up a search for NAD or NR or nicotinamide riboside, True Niagen, there's a rabbit hole of information you can find pretty readily on the internet. And like I said, I'll try to do better to explain it in the future as well. But that is something I would look into with your chronic fatigue.
Yeah. Okay. Well, do we have more? Do we have like a bonus? Was that four?
We can have a quick bonus.
Okay. Bonus question.
From Jordan. I got asked this on my Instagram. It was top four supplements you couldn't live without.
Oh.
If I was just picking four things.
Nice.
But
four things.
Mm-hmm. In theme. It's a tough question.
And no, be honest, Bobo. They asked for three. We changed it to four.
They asked for three, but here's the thing. We changed it to four, but I actually told this individual four things.
Right, because we thought four things.
Yeah, I gave this person theme. Four things because it's tough to only name three. It's tough to only name four. I take a lot of stuff.
You take a lot of stuff. But like, you're not saying that's for everybody. It's not for everybody.
No.
It's overwhelming. You understand it and you know what's happening. And so I think that's why you can do that. But trust me, we're not on here trying to overwhelm you by any means. And that's why, yeah, keeping it simple with three or four makes sense. And if you want more information, then you hit Bobo up on the gram.
Yeah. If you DM me, you slide in my DMs. I try to answer the
single,
best I can.
Bobo's single, by the way. I talk about this every time.
Yeah, slide away.
Single. Look into me. Are you still single?
I'm still single.
Because sometimes, you know, I don't see you for a few weeks. I don't know.
Still single.
Still single. Okay.
Yes. So, the first one is magnesium. I take magnesium treonate.
I take magnesium as well.
Yes. I think it's crucial for sleep, stress. I mean, it's used in so many body processes, and it's really hard to get too much. And 80% of all Americans are poorly deficient in it. So I usually tell people that's where I start, magnesium. Like, that's the first thing on that list. And then I use a combo supplement, so I'm kind of cheating here with one of mine. It's a calcium, vitamin D, and K2 supplement. Most of my supplements come from only a few places, and I have loaded all these onto my Amazon page. But that multi-combo supplement, to get adequate absorption of magnesium, you need calcium, you need vitamin D, and you need vitamin K2. Otherwise, your magnesium you're taking, you're probably not getting effective utilization or absorption of that magnesium.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm taking some oxygen-aided magnesium. Magnesium oxide?
Magnesium oxide?
Something like that.
Do you get like stomach problems at all from it?
No. I know what you're talking about, but no.
Not that we want to talk about that, but
no.
People are very concerned about magnesium and it's being used to like, you know, help you go to the bathroom. So magnesium treonate, T-H-R-E-O-T. T-N-A-T-E, mm-hmm. I think I added an extra T in there. It actually is the only formulated magnesium supplement that crosses the blood-brain barrier. So it allows the magnesium to be utilized in your brain as well as in your body. Mm-hmm. But either way, those other combinations. And then a probiotic.
Yes,
really, really, really good probiotic, especially the way our diets in America are so highly processed. Processed foods kill your normal bacteria gut flora. So basically the bacteria in your gut gets destroyed by processed foods. So I tell people a really good probiotic. Again, I'll talk about that on my Instagram. And then True Niagen. I mentioned it a minute ago with chronic fatigue. I take it every day, and it's one of the four that if I was picking four things to take, magnesium, a combo supplement of vitamin D, calcium, and K2, a really good probiotic, and True Niagen. And those are the four things that I would recommend that you take if you can only take four.
Boom. Okay. Well, hopefully y'all enjoyed hearing from Bobo. I know you always do. I do. I appreciate when he takes time to come on and share with us. As you can tell, extremely knowledgeable. And if you are in Nashville, you can check out Arete. They're, you are a concierge service, but y'all have an office in the Gulch.
Right.
Which is a really popular part of town. And, you know, you can make appointments there and just pop in, and there's a variety of things. But you don't like to market yourself as, because the IV business is super gaining more popularity, mm-hmm. I guess, if it's like a hangover cure.
Right. I mean, we'll take care of that stuff, but we don't market that out there as like, hey, bachelor and bachelorette parties, come on. Now, if you come to town, like, we'll definitely take care of you because those people are dehydrated and it's medical dehydration. We will take care of you.
Right.
But you more times than not won't see us marketing like that out there. Right. We're more of a wellness kind of.
I love you. I like your vibe. I like that that's your vibe.
Yeah.
And then Arete, like there's big plans down the line. So big hopefully plans. We'll see. We'll see. I mean, not to like.
I know.
There's super no excited. Wood. That's not even wood for me to knock on wood. Yeah. But yeah, no, Bobo's great. So make sure y'all give him a follow on Instagram and tell him how much you enjoyed our Q&A. And he will be back.
Boom. Four things with Amy Brown.
Okay, we're going to talk about vacation shaming. Yeah, that's a thing. Like, it's for real. I saw this article that said that Americans are just not using all their vacation time. And one of the main reasons why is because of vacation shaming. And that's when coworkers and bosses use peer pressure and guilt trips to discourage employees from taking time off. And I just was like, man, that is such a bummer. Like, you should, if you have vacation days, you should absolutely be taking them for like your well-being. Like a getaway, vacations are good for your health. Like, they can reduce stress. Actually, right now, I'm going to look up reasons why vacationing is good for your health. And we're going to kind of go over that because my mind is blown that vacation shaming exists. Like, if you're vacation shaming somebody, then you're anti-fun and niceness and you're all about stress. And then you probably yourself need to take vacation so you'll chill out on other people taking vacation. Okay, here, right when I Google it, four scientific reasons vacations are good for your health. One, stress reduction. Two, heart disease prevention, probably because you're less stressed. Three, improved productivity, probably because you get to step away from what you're doing and then you return happier and more productive. Boom. And then four, better sleep. Yeah, it says that vacations interrupt the habits that disrupt sleep. So yeah, you're not working late into the night or on your computer before bed. You're able to just relax and actually get good sleep. So boom, you should do that. Which, this is another thing that I saw. Now that I'm talking about vacations, I got to tell you all about this article I read about this new company called Pack Up and Go. I think it's packupandgo.com. Yeah, let me go and see if that's it. Yep. Okay, it's packupandgo.com. How crazy is this? So this place, this company, they'll plan a three-day vacation in the U.S. for any budget. You just have to list how much you're willing to spend. The only thing is, you don't know where you're going. The destination is a complete surprise. All you do is fill out a survey of your likes and dislikes, and then a week before you leave, you get an email with a weather report so that you know how to pack, any luggage restrictions based on your destination, and the location of the airport or the train station that you need to go to. I mean, if you want to drive, they say you can road trip it to your mystery location, but there's been a lot of success. It says so far they've had unbelievable success and they've even hired more employees because of the demand. What? That is crazy. So I really feel like my husband and I need that. I need to go to packupandgo.com and just have somebody else plan it, have a fun surprise destination. I mean, because it's kind of cool. you the stress of planning the vacation taken away, the excitement of not knowing where you're going, bonus. I'm going to present this to my husband and see what he says. I mean, we might do it. I don't know. Whole point of this is, guys, I'm here for you. If anybody's vacation shaming you, you tell them the reasons why you need to go on vacation. And then if you're too stressed to plan a vacation, then boom, go to packupandgo.com. I feel like just doing y'all a little favor here, trying to take care of you, prevent you from having heart disease, and I'm allowing you to have improved productivity and better sleep. Take vacation, y'all. If I have vacation, you can bet I'm taking it. Big thank you to Bianca and Bobo for coming on. And yeah, if y'all are ever on Instagram shortly after listening or anytime after listening, if you want to give some of the people that have come on a follow, maybe you don't even have to follow them. You can just comment on their page or send them a message. If you really enjoyed hearing them, tell them, hey, I heard you on Four Things with Amy Brown, really liked it. And then if you're someone that's sort of a new listener and you don't currently subscribe to this podcast, well, that's easy too. Just go to the podcast and hit click subscribe. Boom. You can rate and review, post things on Instagram yourself if you want. That always means a lot because it's just a word of mouth kind of thing happening here. And when y'all share with people episodes that you like the Walker Hayes and Lainey Hayes interview, people were sharing it so much. I could tell it really touched a lot of people. And I know that it made me smile and made Walker and Lainey feel really good about sharing their story. And if you haven't heard that, definitely go back and give it a listen. But when y'all post things like that, it means a lot. So thank you. We know we're trying to just give you some good stuff. And it's good to gauge and see what you like and maybe what you don't like. I can take constructive criticism as well. So make sure you keep just sending that over or posting it. I mean, I guess if you have something bad to say, just send it to me. But you don't have to post that like on Instagram for the whole world to see. Because constructive criticism, that way I have an opportunity to work on it and then make it better instead of like putting it on blast. But, you know, whatever. Do what you got to do. It's time for the email shout out, which is something I do at the end of every Thursday episode. And this one is from Kaylin. Hey, Amy, started listening to the Bobby Bone Show daily when I heard one day on my drive while I was taking the kids to school that you were an Aggie. I had to support my fellow Ag. Now I listen every day. Anyway, the reason I emailed was to let you know that we've implemented the 10-minute PU in our house and we love it. I'm pregnant with number two and I'm tired. The exhaustion is so real. On top of being pregnant, I'm a military spouse. I do a lot of volunteer work from home. I feel like there aren't enough hours in the day to get housework done. It's only been a few days, but so far it's working. Now when I walk downstairs from work, I set a 10-minute timer and my house isn't as clean as I want it yet, but the 10 minutes have made a huge difference in my house. 10-minute PU is one of my four things right now. So that's awesome. And whoop, shout out. Kaylin, yes, I went to Texas A&M. And the 10-minute PU is something that I learned from another fellow Aggie, my sister, who has four kids. And whenever I'd be at her house when her kids were younger, and I didn't even have kids yet, but she would set a timer. And something that just really helped them was everybody, you stop what you're doing, set the timer for 10 minutes, and everybody just picks up as much as they can in 10 minutes. And it makes a huge difference. And my husband and I do it now. Sometimes our kids aren't even involved. We just do it. He'll look at me and know. Because when things are just out of place in the house, I can't focus on what we need to do. It just drives me crazy. And sometimes he knows I need that relief of having the house picked up. So he'll just be like, hey, 10-minute PU. I'm like, yes. So we set a timer and we do it. And it just really, really helps. Because I think you can always find the 10 minutes. But if you look at it like, oh, it's going to take me an hour to clean the house, then you just end up not doing it because you don't have that hour. Makes sense. Yes. Okay, so Kaylin, thank you for the email. If y'all ever want to send me notes, just go to fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. All right. Well, I hope y'all have a great Thursday if you're listening to this the day that it came out. If not, whatever day of the week it is that you're listening to this, I hope it's amazing. And we'll see you next Tuesday for the fifth thing, the Q&A episode. Be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot. Up, roll things, little food for your soul. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful things. Laugh a little more things.
tighten up your core. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things. With Amy Brown.